Goyim, united, will never be defeated.
I'm a skinny, fat wimp.
My collar's blue, but my neck is red.
Fuck Mickey Mouse. I run this city.
Hey, can I get your number? Hey, how y'all doing?
You ever been to a titty bar?
Wanna fuck?
I don't like working out. It hurts. Just kill yourself.
Amen. Amen.
Black hair and slanty eyes.
I have a bomb in Centennial Park.
I fucking hate Ronald McDonald.
And this is my son, Tyrone.
Go back to school, bitch.
Fuck you. Titty sprinkles. What the fuck do you want from me?
She's just a dumb idiot.
I chimped out. We have that like Negro swagger. We lean on shit, you know.
This is almost $90 Canadian dollars. Mind blown emoji. You're worth
Whoa.
It. King, thank you for the show. It makes my work week fly by.
Hey, thank you very much. I'm glad somebody's week is flying by. Well, I'm here to Jester Max for the, I'm here to nigger it up with the faggots and, I'm glad that I can help you. That's my even though me and Andrew Anglin hate each other now, that's like the funniest thing he ever wrote. Hey, man, we're all here. We're all hanging out, you know, selling our soul, working all day. What's the next line? Overtime hours? Overtime hours for bullshit pay. But thanks. Appreciate you.
Illinois Floyd sent $20. Will you be my Valentine?
It's a little late for that. Well, it's a little late for that. I had no Valentine. I'm a chud. It's over for me. I'm a disgusting chud and no Valentine, just a pizza. And no, that's not coded language. It's actually that sad. It's actually just a literal pizza watching Taxi Driver. The Valentine's Day thing is sort of gay anyway, but yeah, nice try. Holeless.
John Bridgeford Hunt sent $1,000. I don't even think this is cool anymore, but people keep asking me to promote my awesome video with big super chats. I just saw that the schizo crazy guy sent you another $1,000. I love you and I care about you. Nick, send that guy his money back and ban him everywhere. I'm afraid he's one of those stans that will stalk and kill you. Be careful and God bless you.
I don't think he would do that because me and him agree on a lot of things. I don't think he would ever do that because he knows that I'm like a real guy. So he's always going to respect my boundaries and it's never going to get ugly. It's never going to backfire. Honestly, new meta unlocked. This is called the Candace Owens option. It's called we create an army of schizophrenics and then, I don't know, we kind of direct them. Maybe we direct them. Dude, Candace Owens is honestly, there's something scary going on there. If Candace, how many days and hours before a Candace Owens superfan is like, I have a bomb in Centennial Park? Like, and I don't want that to happen. I don't want that to happen. I'm not encouraging that. We're all thinking it. How many days and hours, how much time before one of the mommy sleuths, before one of the Candace Owens fans is rolling up to Epstein Island, you know, going up to Epstein Island. Let's not blow things out of proportion. How long before that's going to happen? So she's kind of like, should be on the stochastic terrorism watch list. Candace Owens, if ever there was a legitimate way to use the word stochastic terrorism, it would be in the context of a person saying that Sam Altman is a robot and Charlie Kirk was a time traveler and psychics are out to get everybody. They're trying to suppress psychics. People are out there worried about CNN. They're like, transgenders are watching CNN and now they all want to kill Trump. It's like, I'm worried about whoever is watching this other show and they're being told that Elon Musk is a robot and they're being told that Charlie Kirk was a time traveler and the men in black tried to suppress his psychic abilities. What even must be their conception of Turning Point at this point? I always thought they were just like Jewish grifters, but to your average Candace Owens fan, it's like they're literally extraterrestrials. Like, I look at Andrew Colvin and I say, this guy's from Salem Media. He's like a Christian Zionist. He's like a Jewish plant. If you're a Candace Owens fan, it's like, no, he's one of the Nephilim's children. Like, he's a children of Seth or what is it? He's one of the children of Cain. He's descendant of Cain. And he's a reptilian humanoid. Nephilim never die. They just change form.
Miko sent $100. People on the right that are more upset by Randy Fine shitting on Muslims than they are anti-white rhetoric should just join the left officially. Also, Michael Tracy's crusade to defend the honor of Chomsky is hilarious. I don't think he did anything perverted, but he's a feminist third worlder, so you reap what you sow.
I agree with that. Yeah, dude, I saw that tweet and I was like, I knew it was going to be that way. Randy Fine says, we would rather have dogs than Muslims. And everybody goes, that's racist. That's Islamophobic. They were saying something about how Muslims say that dogs don't belong in the house. And so Randy Fine said, well, don't make us pick. If it's dogs in the house versus Muslims in the country, Americans love dogs. Now, okay. That's what he says. That's what he said. That's what he's saying. I'm not defending him. Don't lynch me. I'm not defending him. That's what he said. We all know what he meant. What he meant was Muslims are dogs. We know what he meant. He's a Jew, so we're all goyim and we're all dogs to him. But it's crazy that everybody just turned into like, that's Islamophobic. And it's like, okay. I'm kind of tired of hearing about Islamophobia. Can I keep it a buck? Can I just keep it 100? Can I keep it 100 for a second? I don't want Muslims in America either, okay? I don't want Jews in America. I don't want Muslims in America. And I'm just being honest, okay? Can I just keep it a buck? I'm kind of getting tired of hearing about Islamophobia. All of our Muslim allies in the struggle against Israel, they're always bitching about Islamophobia, Islamophobia. You just hate Muslims. And it's like, well, you know, it's like, well, see, here's the thing. Now, hate is a very strong word. Don't really want to live around a ton of Muslims, though. Like, I watched Sneeko's stream earlier tonight, and he was watching this video where a bunch of Muslims were praying in the park, and this certified patriot was shitting on them. This, like, all-American white patriot was, like, making fun of them and saying, this is Jesus country. And Sneeko was like, they're not bothering anybody. They're quietly praying. This is America. And I'm like, yeah, this is America. You want to pray? Go in your mosque. You already have your mosque. Go there. I'm like, I don't know, bro. Like, and he's like, but dude, it's unity. It's Ramadan and it's Lent. I'm like, you know, like, do we really want to go down this path where it's like, happy Ramadan and Lent? No, I don't. Mosque is over there. Okay, the designated Muslim zone is down the hall to the left. You want to rotate around the cube? Well, and listen, I love everybody. You know, I love everybody, and I have Muslim friends. I do. I have Muslim friends, but the constant Islamophobia, like, we are, like, there's a bit of a clash. Excuse me there. Let's not overplay our hand on that one, you know? By the way, hey, here's a quick question. When Ilhan Omar shits on white people, do we get a bunch of Muslims condemning that? When Muslims shit on white people and Christians, do Muslims get all up in arms? Do they expect us to go? Or rather, are they expected to go and defend the Christians and the white people? I never see that. I'm just saying. That's just me. Some of them, not all of them. Sneeko is always in our corner. Some, not all. Sneeko's okay. Sneeko's watching. Guys, it's cool. No, Muslim W, happy Ramadan. Mubarak, Gooby Goo. Hey, guys, it's all good, right? It's all good. Sneeko gets so... Here's the thing. I feel like I just say how I feel, and no matter what I say, Sneeko gets mad. Is he not actually watching? Let me go on his kick. He is watching. It's real. I'm watching Sneeko watching me.
Especially right now when we see that the pedophile blackmail operation of Epstein, they're just trying to defy the goyim. Nick shouldn't be playing into it more. Nick is right here advocating for more division between the goyim, which is what they are doing. They love to see goy fight. Because then the goy are doing the job that they want to do. You're just helping them out by saying this stuff. At the end of the day, it's GLM. We're both goyim. Christians, Muslims, we're both goyim. So instead of spreading more division there, especially when we understand who controls our country from pedophile blackmail, from the use of Israeli intelligence, this is bad rhetoric and it doesn't help your cause.
You want to pray?
Mosque is over there. Okay, the designated Muslim zone is down the hall to the left. You want to rotate around the cube? Well, you know. Just saying. And listen, I love everybody. You know I love everybody, and I have Muslim friends. I do. I have Muslim friends, but the concept of Islamophobia.
Damn.
There's a bit of a clash. Excuse me.
I didn't say the word Islamophobia once in that stream. What I was saying was that this is such a stupid thing. To call this guy a patriot's retarded, especially when you know that this guy's a Zionist. That guy's not a patriot. He's just an idiot. These people aren't bothering anybody. I just said that, like, they're praying in a park. There are so many things that you could raise your...
Oh, man. I'm in the doghouse. Oh, man. Oh, well. It's so hard being friends with our co-religionists, isn't it? Oh, I'm in trouble now. Now I've done it. Now I'm in big doo-doo. You knew that, Ian. You knew that was coming. All right. Well. Oh, man. It's so hard to keep this Muslim Christian. Sneeko, just become Christian. Like, please. It would make it so much easier. It'd be so much easier if Sneeko were just Christian, but we got to be enthusiastic about Muslims praying in the park. Like, bruh. He goes, it's not bothering anybody. It's bothering me. He's right. Goyim United.
Okay, he switched up.
Goyim United will never be defeated. That's what we're going to be chanting around the cube. Me and Sneeko marching around the cube. Goyim United will never be defeated. That's going to be me and Sneeko. Me and Sneeko marching.
And he's making fun of the Kaaba, the first place of worship for Abraham.
I'm joking. No, but we love... Come on, Sneeko. Come on. We love you, Sneeko. But look, it is a Christian nation. Here's the thing. This is a Christian nation. You need to acknowledge that. This is a Christian nation. So he could say, well, they're not bothering anybody, but this is a Christian country. No one has a problem with Muslims being Muslim in Muslim countries. You got like 30 Muslim countries. You got Morocco, Algeria, Tunisia, Libya, Egypt, Yemen, Oman, Saudi Arabia, the Emirates, Qatar, Syria, Iraq, Jordan, Lebanon, Turkey, Pakistan, Afghanistan, Indonesia, Malaysia, Iran. You got all these countries. You got like Tajikistan. But no, they got to come here. No, they got to come here and they got to pray in the park. It's like, brah, this is a Christian country. You're lucky we let you pray in the mosque. That's just me. You're the one dividing the Goyim because you're like, you want to assert your Muslim identity in a Christian nation. And when Christians rightfully point out you're not home, well, then they want to say, well, you must accept this or else. I'm just saying. Let's see what the Sneeko response is. Country.
Protestant, right? Protestant.
Christian.
To specify, Protestants and Catholics were at war with each other for so many centuries.
Lucky we let you pray in the mosque. That's just me. You're the one dividing the Goyim because
let's
you're
see
like,
the Sneeko response.
You want to assert your Muslim identity in a Christian nation.
So it was an empty park, bro. Nobody was there asserting. The park was probably like in a small town. Nobody's saying they want to assert
space.
That.
But it's a public space.
People are praying in a park. It's like, okay, why don't people apply? Are you a patriot if you go and start harassing people in a yoga class in the park?
Yes.
Are you a patriot because they're wearing tight clothing and they have their ass cheeks out? Are you a patriot if you say that, oh, God is going to strike you down because you women are dressing immodestly? Is that a patriot? Or are you just disturbing people who are minding their own business?
And when Christians rightfully point out you're not home, well, then they want to say, well, you must.
No, I am home. I was born here. That's not going to change.
Okay, but this or else. This is a Christian country.
I'm just saying. But anyway, that's that. Let's see what the Sneeko response is.
Country. Okay, what are we doing right now? What are we doing? Disturbing people who are minding their own business.
And when Christians rightfully point out.
Dude, this is crazy. Home,
well, then they want to say, well, you must.
No, I am home. I was born here. That's not going to change.
Okay, but.
So now we're just like watching each other. Dude, we're just stream stabbing each other now.
Can't pray to Mary. Can't pray to
Saint
Anthony.
But Jesus is the same God. Protestants and Catholics worship Jesus, not Allah. Same Bible, similar. Same God.
Let's see what the Sneeko response is.
Okay, what are we doing right now? What are we doing? Serving people who are minding their own
business. Dude, this is crazy. Dude, this is crazy.
Hey, Groypers.
So now we're just like watching each other. All right, we'll collab later.
I'm going back to the game.
We'll collab later. Okay. We'll collab later. Okay, that was a funny segment. W segment. See, content renaissance, dude. Content renaissance. We'll collab this week. Me and Sneaker are going to collab this week. We're going to play Fort with Bradley Martin and maybe Aiden Ross, maybe Cheezer. So we're going to be doing our collab. We'll squash it on Tilted Towers.
Basquiat 89 sent $25. Hey, Nick, forgive me if this is a stupid question. With the Great Awakening in regards to the JQ, is there the possibility that the Jays are pushing the Awakening to happen even more to usher in a mass surveillance state or some other agenda? Keep up the good work. I never miss a show. Highlight of my weeknights before bed.
Yeah, man, it's all a conspiracy. You know, I really just have a problem with this, like, line of thinking. Something happens. How can we blame the Jews? If the Jews are involved, it's typically fairly obvious. Here's the problem. The Jews have been fighting this every step of the way. The Jews have not been egging on the mass awakening at all. They are trying to suppress it. If anything, Jonathan Greenblatt tried to get Elon Musk to suppress anti-Semitism. They're not allowing it. It's out of their control. And they're trying to stop it. Ronald Lauder's trying to pass anti-Semitism laws. They are trying to roll it back on the universities. They're trying, you know, if they wanted anti-Semitism to flourish, why would they ban TikTok? Why would they then facilitate the sale of TikTok to Larry Ellison if they didn't care? If they wanted anti-Semitism for some end, why would they be trying so hard to shut it down? Greenblatt is trying to get censorship on Twitter. Ronald Lauder wants anti-Semitism laws. Larry Ellison bought Twitter. They hired Barry Weiss at CBS. Like, they're trying to shut it down. But people always look at anything that happens and say, maybe there's some roundabout way. And I just think that's not the right process.
Hi, Nick. I'm an Orthodox Christian white nationalist and I love your content. What's your opinion on people using weed for Parkinson/cancer relief, legally? Also, what is your opinion on Nostra Aetate?
Not a fan of Nostra Aetate and weed for Parkinson's. Yeah, I mean, that's fine, I guess. I just don't like it for recreational
Narlord sent $100.
Purposes. Time from I also just don't like it. It smells like weed everywhere now. I was in the city over the weekend and it's just literally the stench of weed is everywhere. Always precipitated by black people. It's always them niggas. Them niggas walk in and it's just like a cloud of weed stench follows them. And litter, too. Litter.
Let's all do the Tucker Carlson LARP theme song. I'll start. Well, my collar's blue, but my neck is red. My dad was in the CIA, so I call Nick a Fed.
My collar's blue, but my neck is red.
Yeah, that's me. Dude, imagine if I was a blue-collar chud. Could you actually imagine if I was some Oliver Anthony-tiered chud? Maybe I'd be happier.
Sonic Roy percent $100. Nick, awesome show. Every night is worth watching, I guess even tonight. Wondering what some of your idols slash influences are? Remind me of Rush Limbaugh a bit.
Thank you for the big super chat. Rush Limbaugh, before my time, bro is a chud. Bro is like a pro-Iraq war chud. People always say, you're like Rush Limbaugh. What, I'm a fat pro-war chud? My influences were Bill O'Reilly. Unironically, I watched The Factor in high school religiously. I was a big Factor. I'm not even making that up. I loved The O'Reilly Factor when I was in high school. I loved The Five. I loved Greg Gutfeld. He was a huge favorite of mine. I watched Red Eye in high school every night. I loved Red Eye with Gutfeld. I loved Bill O'Reilly. I loved John Stossel, actually. I thought he was great. They all hate me now, by the way. Stossel hates me. O'Reilly hates me. And that was early on. As I got older, I got really into Sam Hyde was huge for me. Donald Trump was huge. Alex Jones, less so, but I did watch his show every day for a while. I was really into, I'm just as a broadcaster, not ideologically as a broadcaster. Gavin McInnes was a huge influence on me in like 2017. Those were like probably my Hall of Fame was like Gavin, Trump, Sam Hyde, yay, obviously, at that time in my life. Before that, it was like Alex Jones, Bill O'Reilly, Greg Gutfeld, Milton Friedman in middle school.
Big Groy Perfish sent $20. Always wear my blue AF hat when I'm out. Had a friend's wife say she liked my hat. She asked why it was blue, and all I had to say was it's a beautiful color that makes people look, and it's not to be confused with the now shameful red MAGA cap. What made you go with the blue originally?
This is what made me go with the blue. I just said we're going to take the Trump hat, and we're just going to do the opposite. Trump hat is red. We're going to be blue. And then you go to a Trump rally, and you're going to see a sea of red hats, and gradually you'll just see more blue ones, and they'll stand out. They'll stand out while blending in. Red, white, and blue. So people look at it and say, oh, blue hat, America first. Oh, and they'll see a sea of red and blue hats. That was the original idea. You go to a Trump rally, go to a thing or whatever, and you'd see some MAGA hats, you see some AF hats, and everyone would know. Those that know would know the blue hat. The little marketing genius.
Sneeko sent $20. Clowns are literally white, not brown.
Holy copy. Sneeko, just, you have to just, there's some acceptance that needs to happen here. Bro is pressed that we get to say brown clown and the other one. And he's like, what can I call white people? What can I say? Well, clowns are white. Okay. Well, you know, it's okay. Why are you like, bro is like, let's be a little, take it on the chin. You know, it's not that serious. It's not personal. We're all friends here. We're just hanging out. We're just chilling. Sneeko's a little pressed, but we love him, man. He's just hungry because it's Ramadan. He hasn't eaten since the sun came up.
Whisko, so bro, we'll take it $20. Easy. Hi, Nick. Big fan of the show from the UK here. I remember you said a while back now how Brits have a stupid nickname for everything, and it got me thinking how true that was, especially in the construction trades. An electrician is referred to as a sparky, a carpenter as a chippy, and the guy who steals your tools is Romanian.
Okay, very good. Of course, it had to become a super lame joke. British people have no sense of humor. And a guy who steals your tools is a Romanian. Shut the fuck up. Shut up. Shut up, dude. Why are British people so cringe, man? It's a sparky, conference is a chippy, and guy who steals your tools is a Romanian. Shut up, dude. That is so bad. That sucks. Romanian, dude, shut the fuck up. Europeans are fucking cringe. No offense. I love my Euro brethren. They're my people and I love them, but they're fucking cringe. Americans are funny. Americans are funny. Americans have swagger because we have blacks. You know, blacks, not to be super racially cucked, but like we do have that like Negro swagger. As Evola wrote, as Evola said, we have that like Negro swagger. We lean on shit, you know. And, you know, because of Italians also, Jews, because of, we're like a big, confident, swaggering, like, dick-swinging country, and Europeans are just, like, not funny. They're kind of rizzless, especially continental Europeans. The worst is British are the best of them. Not the best of Europeans, but, like, they're the funniest, arguably. British are maybe the funniest. The continental Europeans are, like, fucking brutal. Holy chud. Polish people, fucking chuds. Germans, chuds. The continental accent, chud. Americans are funny as fuck.
Propeller dog sent $20.
Why would you
Shavery
actually
sent $20.
Say that?
The left lane is for passing. I'm a left lane leader. I enjoy getting to the front of the pack and pacing the person to my right. I am the master and you are my slave. If you are behind me, seethe.
That is true. Oh, wait, no, you're against that? No. I disagree. That's kind of funny the way you said it, though. Pacing the person to the right is hilarious if you are the one doing it as like a troll. I love being in the left lane, and if people try to pass me, I just speed up. I love being in the left lane, and it doesn't matter how fast the other person, I will just hit the gas. It's like I take it personally. You're trying to pass me, what, I'm not going fast enough? So I love to just, I see someone coming up behind me, I just floor it. And if they catch up and try to pass me, I pace them. I'm with you on that. But people that are in the left lane and go slow are a pestilence. They're going to cause accidents. But yeah, I get serious road rage. People try to pass me and it's like, what are you trying to say? You know,
Francesco sent $100. The only dark horse candidate I could see would be a billionaire or a well-known veteran. If someone like Bobino announced a run to give us actual mass deportations.
Oh my gosh.
God bless.
Honestly, you people are hopeless.
Maybe Bovino could run.
Why? Because he's on TV, you fucking idiot. We don't even know anything about him. We don't even, and the guy, like, look, I, appreciate what he's trying to do, but he's a little ridiculous. I mean, some of the stuff that he's doing is needlessly antagonizing the left. All you people do, you just want to serve. That's all you people want to do. You are just looking for somebody to vote for, looking for somebody to follow. Why don't you just wait? Why don't you just sit back and wait? Sit back and wait for somebody.
The only person I could see is like a veteran.
Yeah, you have no imagination. You have no imagination. You know nothing. You are filled with bad ideas. You're just looking for somebody to follow. This is why we have what we have.
What's up, brother? Sent $30. Seriously, though, great show. First political influencer I've stumbled onto that has yet to fully lose me with a take. May not agree all the time, but I find you credible enough to sit and listen still. Stay safe, please.
Hey, thank you very much. I appreciate it. I'm glad you liked the show. Yeah, I mean, look, I like my show. I do my show. I like the show that I do. but really, I mean, most political influencers just suck. I can't even watch most of them. I watch Sneeko because he's really entertaining and he's a funny guy. I like Clavicular. He's entertaining. It's hard for me to watch a lot of the political stuff because it's just garbage. It's just garbage. Glenn Greenwald is very intelligent. I can watch him. I really like The Judge. I love his show. It gets a little repetitive. It's kind of just like the same stuff every day. So what would you say to President Trump? I guess you could say President Trump is working for Netanyahu. And then you get Mearsheimer. Woo. You know, so, but I like that show. I could watch. I like Mearsheimer. I like The Judge. Love Alex Jones. He's just really entertaining and funny guy. But a lot of the other stuff, Tucker Carlson's show is so, you know, his show treats the audience like they're stupid. I like to think that I talk to my audience like they are as smart as me. And maybe that's the problem. Maybe that's the beginning of the problem. As I talk to you guys like you're as smart as me, I try not to dumb it down. I try to be straightforward. Maybe that's my problem. I feel like I'm watching Tucker's show and he's treating you like you're a fucking idiot. Like in the interviews, he asks questions he knows the answer to. He goes, so, like in my interview, he goes, so what is porn?
What is porn exactly? Like describe.
I'm like, nigga, you don't know what porn is, really? And then he literally corrected himself. He's like, I mean, you know, like what's going on? But he caught himself because even that was too stupid for his show. But that was literally the question he asked me. We're going to do this conversation about porn. So what is pornography? So when a man and a woman, it's like, come on, dude. He does this all the time. Well, I don't even have a TV. I don't even have a phone. Read a book. I mean, it's like, dude, let's just cut the fucking shit, okay? Can you talk to me like I'm not a complete fucking idiot, please? I don't like some of the other shows. Candace Owens' show is really painful watch. She's just so cocky, so narcissistic. Yeah, I don't know. I just like shows that have information. I don't like the YouTuber cadence. I don't like stuff that's a lot of fluff. Just get to the fucking point, you know?
Absolute TJ sent $21. My guy, you need to take your own advice and look smacks. Do you know how powerful you'd be if you got lean and buff? Start calling these niggas fat slobs while you're mugging. You're a handsome fella, but you need to frame X.
I know. I wish I was a big guy. SpongeBob big guy. But I'm not. I'm a wimp. I'm a skinny fat wimp. I know. I wish I was SpongeBob big guy. Wish I had big muscles. Everybody wants a big muscular Chad. But I'm just a fucking nerd. I'm a fucking rizzless, unfuckable nerd, loser, incel. I know. Look, I'm just not that guy. I'm not athletic. I don't like working out. It hurts. It hurts. And I don't like it. I'm not that physical. I'm not like a physical guy. I'm a mental guy. I'm all mental. That's really my problem. My father always used to say that to me. He said, he said it's mind, body, and soul. He's like, you know, all you care about is, he's like, you need to work on your health, sleep, fitness. I'm like, Dad, I hate sports. I hate working out. I hate moving. Put my brain in the robot. Put my brain in a vat. All I am is just the sum of my imagination, my ideas, my thoughts, observations. I'm not really here. I'm all in here. I know, you're right. I want to. Believe me, I want to. I'm building a home gym. I'm working myself up to it. But you know what's funny? I just have no motivation to do it. The only time I have motivation to work out is when I feel inadequate. Isn't that funny? I think that people get obsessive about working out because they feel inadequate. And I almost never feel inadequate. But sometimes I feel like a complete wimp and I'm like, I got to just do a pull-up. I got to do a push-up, you know? I know. Believe me, I know. What's an unfuckable incel like me gonna do, huh? It's a little late in the game for me, isn't it? Age 27. One of these days, I'm just gonna snap like Travis Bickle. Not like go and kill politicians and stuff, but not like that. But like, you know that part in the movie where he says, like, no more poison in my body. Everything must be tight. You know, he starts doing pull-ups and, like, putting his hand over an open flame. One of these days, I'm just going to have a breakdown like that, and I'm just going to go off. Again, minus the violence. I know, I got to be a big guy. Everybody wants a big guy. Everybody wants a big juice head, meat head. Everybody wants a big, juicy, muscle bob, buff pants. Well, you know, look, I am slight and I am patrician. I don't want to be a huge, disgusting animal. You know what I mean? I guess you have to be. People say that's really feminine and gay, but like, I don't know. I don't want to be a big chud because I don't want to get so big and then you got to work out all the time or else you get fat. I like just being skinny. I like just being a skinny guy. That's what I like. Whatever. These are my problems. These are my hangups. These are my personal problems. I hear you. You're right. Time to looks, Max. Time to frame, Max. The other thing is I'm averse to steroids. So I hate working out. I don't want to do steroids. I don't like protein at all. I like bread. Can I get buff by only eating bread and sugar and not working out ever? But also not doing drugs? Tell me when that peptide comes out. I'll take
Severian
it.
Severian sent $100. Soros Creation sporting the black AF hat. I watched him in high school and always respected how he is able to make funny videos without scandalizing his young audience with drugs or profanity. Really a stand-up guy who happens to be 32 and a 10-plus year Florida resident. Great show, DN. Also Fishback for Florida. 07.
Was he really? I did not see that, but I think he's great. I always see his stuff on TikTok. He's excellent. And I don't usually like the prank stuff, but he's really good. I like his prank stuff because it's not obnoxious. His stuff is actually creative and it's good energy. You know what I mean? I feel like a lot of the prank channels, the joke is you're being extremely unpleasant. You're ruining somebody's day. You're making a mess. You're being obnoxious. And I don't like pranks like that because everybody is just trying to go about their lives. I hate when people are trying to go about their lives. They're working, they're shopping, they're doing what they need to do. And some asshole is farming them for content, ruining their day, making them look like a fool, making a mess that someone else will have to clean up, just in general being obnoxious. I hate that. But I always liked his pranks because they're harmless. They're actually funny, like it's actually thoughtful. The prank makes them the joke. The prankster is the butt of the joke rather than the person that's being pranked. So I've always liked, not just glazing, but I really always thought he was excellent. And then I noticed he was following me on Twitter. I followed him back. But yeah, because a lot of these prank channels, it's like, we're going to go and scream in public. It's like, yeah, that's not really that funny, you know, or we're going to go and be obnoxious. We're going to go and inconvenience everybody. Like, what's even the joke? So yeah, Ross is great. Funny guy.
Trey W. 1 cent, $20. Anecdote.
Dude, that's actually just crazy. How are you saying anecdote? I get some of them being wrong. I get a few of them being wrong, but anecdote. Okay, macabre, French. So who really knows? Is it macabre? Is it macabre? You know, I would get not having that one 100%. And Blitzkrieg. Okay, it's a German word, but anecdote.
So I'll give you an analogy, or actually an anecdote, not even anecdote, a reality of how that can serve people.
I literally just can't even believe it. How has this person gotten so far in her career and she's just like a functional retard? You think she's like this clever grifter or she's super sophisticated. She's just a dumb idiot. Anecdote.
Not from Holland sent $20.
Yeah, try
I never
sounding
watched her debate
it out.
With Sydney Watson until today. Did you see Candace mispronounce the word anecdote? This is what happens when Big Dictionary goes woke. Anecdote.
Yeah. Like I said, I don't know how that's even possible. I don't know how you even get that far in your career. And at this point, it's such a long list. I was talking to some buddies of mine. It's like, we all have one or two words that we mispronounce. It happens. We all have one or two words that, for whatever reason, we have just habitually said it the wrong way our entire lives. And it is what it is. You're waiting for someone to correct you. And I've had a few of those. But for her, it's like every other word, you know. Let's go down the list. Reminiscent. Satiate. Architecture. Compartmentalize. Legitimatize. Green beret. Macabre. Debacle. Not debacle. 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 Anecdote. Not an anecdote, an anecdote. I mean, this is like a long list now. That's a lot of words to mess up. Debacle? You never heard the word debacle before. You never heard the word reminiscent. I'm reminiscing. She goes, remniscient. Remniscient. Debacle. Anecdote. It's like, dude, that's a lot of words. Someone says, Nick can't say homogenous. Heard him butcher that 100 times. No. Homogeneous is a different word with a different definition. Stupid. Oh, yeah. Just like fill me up with that. Wait, pause. I don't know what I'm going for with that. But more of that, please. Yes. Fill up my cup. My cup overfloweth with this. He can't say homogenous. Yeah, that's because homogenous, I'm so glad you brought that up. Homogenous is referring to mixtures and solutions. Homogeneous is referring to something that is uniformly the same, okay? If you're talking about a homogeneous country, you're talking about a country that is uniform demographically. If you're talking about salt mixed into water, that is a homogeneous solution, okay? That's the difference, dumbass. Nice try, pal. PP Nickel Nuts in the chat, fuck you. Nick can't say, I heard him butcher that 100 times. You don't even know what you're talking about. You don't even know what you're talking about. Go back to school, bitch. There's a difference. Google it. Try Googling it. It's free. You have been using homogenous wrong your entire life. You just got Candaced. Oh, grandiose. Burrow. She said grandiose. She, instead of saying grandiose, she said grandiose. That's not even how it's spelled. Some sort of grandiose. I have delusions of grandiosity. I have delusions. Candace is suffering from delusions of grandiosity. I went to Grandiose City and everybody knew you. That's crazy. What was the other one? Burrow. Federal Bureau of Investigations. That's a lot of stuff to fuck up. We all have, let's be charitable. There's always one or another words that we use in the wrong way or that we mispronounce. It's a big language. There's a lot of words. You say a lot of words, you're going to get a few wrong. But that's a lot of words. And those are some basic ones. Bureau? How do you get bureau wrong? Grandiose? Spell it out. I mean, seriously, spell it out. Oh, man. Debacle? Oh, you wonder, how do you even... You know what it is, though? Do you know what that tells you? It means that she is just dumb. Because she has heard those words pronounced correctly, but she just can't memorize it. She has heard all of those words pronounced correctly, but she just can't remember. Like, she's either not paying attention or not remembering, but, like, that's an IQ thing. The reason high IQ people have a big vocabulary is because they have that recall, the memory, neural pathways. It's a sign of low IQ to just get it wrong like
that. Texan Taylor sent $100. Did you see the news about the fraternity hazing at the University of Iowa? It looks harmless, but people are losing their minds.
I did.
People are calling it ritualistic grooming. Tim Pool was saying he wished the cops would have beat the fuck out of the guys running it. Feminine society. Anyways, love the show and RKD4NJF.
That is totally insane. And look, I'm not like a frat guy. I'm not pro-frat. At the same time, who really cares? These cops are coming in and they're totally cortisol spiking.
This is a police department. This stops here. Who's in charge? How about we start cleaning this up? Everyone take their blindfolds off.
It's like, bro, who cares? Seriously? Increasingly, I am just becoming very anti-cop. And you want to know why? Because we have no laws in this country. There's no laws at all. No accountability for anybody. Come here illegally, don't get deported. Steal a car and then use it to mug somebody, no arrests have been made. Oh, but a frat guy wants to do a little hazing, call in the National Guard. I blow a stop sign or go 15 over the speed limit, here's your $15,000 ticket. So who cares? I mean, what's really the harm? Ritualistic grooming. It is what it is. It's part of the culture. It's an initiation thing into the social club. It is a part of the culture. Now, if people are dying, that's one thing. If people are getting raped and killed, like, okay, put a stop to this. But some 20-year-old men are being hazed. Who gives a shit? Seriously. I never got hazed. I didn't join a fraternity. You join a fraternity, that's what happens. As long as they're not doing anything illegal, why are people being arrested? I don't get it. And I don't know the whole story. I just saw the video and people are freaking out. But it's like, honestly, the frat guy was such a chiller. If anything, I respected the frat leader because the cops are like interrogating him and he's giving them nothing. He's like, I don't know. They're like, call the guy that runs the frat. And he's like, we don't have his phone number. They're like, really? You don't have his phone number? He's like, nope, none of us have it.
So I'm going to ask again, who's in charge?
We can talk upstairs.
No, we're going to talk right here. Who's in charge?
A couple of us are. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you.
He's probably in charge, right? Unless someone else is in charge.
A lot of I don't have his numbers.
And I'm getting a little frustrated that no one's telling me who's in charge of what's going on right here.
I can help you out, but I'm not in charge.
Who's in charge of the house?
Our house dad's at Summit.
Okay, we need him now.
He's at Summit.
I'm not calling Summit.
I have no contact with Summit.
You're not being very helpful.
No, nobody in here has any way to contact the guy that's in charge of this house.
And the cop's like, well, you're not really being helpful. And the guy's like, I don't know what to tell you. So give them nothing. Give them nothing. Give that. They are agents of the government. They are there to put you in trouble, okay? They did it to me. You saw it. That's your little bag of tricks. Don't talk to the cops. You have rights. Fifth Amendment. Don't work against yourself. I'm so cynical about that. People think that the cops are there to help you, and sometimes they are. But if they're asking you questions, they're not. They're actually there to hurt you. And they try to tell you, well, if you cooperate, it'll get better. It never gets better. Yeah, so that was crazy. And it's crazy to see all the people that were criticizing that. Who really cares?
USMC Grower percent $20. Diplomatically and with respect, your voice as a real Catholic would mean so much to the issue of Carrie Prejean Boiler and free speech.
I don't know, man. I mean, there's going to be a war with Iran, and you're telling me about a MAGA mom who got kicked off a committee. Look, don't get me wrong. I support her 100%. She's super based. It's kind of irritating, though. This, like, well, I would think you would care. It's like, what do you want me to say? This Catholic lady got kicked off a committee because she criticized Israel. It's the Trump government. Play stupid games, win stupid prizes. It's like going to Disney World and saying, fuck Mickey Mouse. You know, it's like going to Orlando Disney World and getting in the middle of Magic Kingdom and saying, fuck Mickey Mouse. Wait, why are you kicking me out? Dude, she goes into some committee in the Trump administration and says, I hate Israel. Wait, why are you kicking me out? You can't do this. It's like, what's the story? What's actually the story? Woman criticized Israel in Jew-controlled government and got fired? I mean, okay, I guess, bro. What do you want me to say about it? You want me to... See, this is what I really don't like. This show is about telling you something that you don't know. This show is about giving you analysis that you can't hear from other shows. And what people just desperately crave from me is that I am your pressure release valve. And I'm not that guy. I'm not going to ever do that. I'm not going to get, all right, everybody, I'm getting up on my soapbox. And I am not going to gesture max and tell you something you already know and just get you worked up. Okay, that's not what this show is. You want to know why I haven't covered that story? Because it's boring to me. It's the same story. Oh, a Trump appointee got fired for criticizing Israel? Yeah, water is wet. News at 10. Okay, black person arrested for crime. More at 11. Like, really? What the fuck do you want from me? You want me to do a 30-minute monologue where I just stretch that one out? This is America. You shouldn't be fired for criticizing a country that isn't America. Blah, blah. Like, what does that do for you, fucktard? Seriously. Don't give me that. Don't give me that. Don't play that with me all of a sudden. She goes this super chatter goes the other night. She goes, why aren't you covering this story? Then tonight, I think a Catholic like you would really care. What is it that you're going for here? You think I'm doing a party trick here? You want to hold your hands up like some Protestant and go, amen, amen. He said the thing about Israel that we all already know and have heard 6 million times before. Don't start with that. Seriously. That's not what this show is. This show is about actually telling you what's happening in the world. We're on the verge of a war. We are on the verge of a war with Iran. And you're like, why won't he talk about this like Catholic that got fired from a thing? And I support her. I told you, I support her. Followed her on Twitter. Obviously, you know my thoughts about this, but what is that even really doing for anybody? For crying out loud. And it's just like, okay, a low-level committee person lost her committee seat. Okay, it happens every day. People get fired for, you know, criticizing Jews every day, practically. Warner Brothers is considering a bid from Paramount. We're on our way to war with Iran. And you're saying, what about this committee woman, and like, whatever, you want to hear the story, fine, but you're going to then come at me for my credentials? You know what? I take that back. I shouldn't have been mean to you. And I'm rereading your super chat. Your super chat was not nasty, diplomatically and with respect. I take it back. Okay. I apologize. I shouldn't have been rude to you. When you say like a real Catholic like you should be weighing in on this, I apologize. I jumped the gun. I misread that. I read it in a different way than it was written. I barely listen to these super chats. I heard real Catholic and my cortisol went through the roof. It's like the first guy says, Pat Buchanan would have never done this. Then this one, a real Catholic. And I was like Bruce the Shark in Finding Nemo. You know, I smell blood. I just went apeshit. I chimped out. I went full Camrose Owens. But that is how I feel about it. I really, to tell you the truth, in a less hostile way, I really just feel like you already know what I'm going to say about it. It's not going to change anything. It's not even really an important battle. I feel sorry for her. Obviously, it's not justified, but this kind of like, you know, I got hired by Israel R Us, criticized Israel, got kicked out. It's like, okay, you don't go to McDonald's and insult Ronald, you know? You don't walk into McDonald's and say, I fucking hate Ronald McDonald. Wait, why are you kicking me out? I hate Big Macs and I don't like Happy Meals. Wait, what's happening? Why are you throwing me out? And that's what this is. Okay, she's on a committee. She criticized Israel. She got fired. Well, I mean, dude, Netanyahu is his boss. That's just what it is.
Kind of crazy. They tried to destroy you when you were 18. You were a literal child.
I know. I was a literal baby. I was 17. When I started my first show, I was a literal child. Yeah, it's just, honestly, I'm kind of a child now. Why is everybody attacking this 27-year-old child? 27 is still, I still feel kind of childlike at heart. How could you really say that I can consent? Why is this 27-year-old child being attacked and arrested for battery? Can I pay you in blocks? Can I pay my battery fine? Can I pay for your phone in blocks? I'm just a little baby. Can I pay for your phone in blocks? So yeah, I mean, seriously, why am I being held accountable for my actions?
Samuel Ray sent $25. Greetings, Nicholas. Did you hear tell of the great Richard Spencer fattening? He needs to look max ASAP.
He has been getting the mushroom Swiss at a number of different places, is what I've heard. Yeah, Richard, come on now, come on now. What are we balking? The bulk has gone too far. I'm just going to assume he's bulking, okay? And we're just waiting for a little cut.
Christ is King 444 sent $25. I'm in Minneapolis and today I had to fend off a porch pirate while I was home alone with my two toddlers. Mentioned it to my husband's family and no one expressed any empathy. One literally said, better a package get stolen than your neighbor. People truly are demented. I want to make millions so I can give every cent to AF and get our country back.
That's actually unbelievable. How does that even happen? You shouldn't mess with the porch pirates if you're like a woman with your kids, but That kind of stuff just drives me crazy. Like, I just see red even thinking about that kind of thing. Because no one cares. Nobody cares. Nobody cares. The other day, I was driving into the city, and I'm on 290, and I'm going to Ida B. Wells, you know how it is? And I see this black woman driving on the highway. She opens her window, throws all her garbage out the window, and then she goes like this, out the window. Animals. People are animals. She throws all her garbage out the window like it's a garbage can, then she goes like this. And I pulled up right next to her, and I just shook my head. I just gave her the most disapproving. I just said, seriously? It's because nobody cares. These fucking animals. Nobody cares. Porch pirates pulling up, taking your package, throwing their litter out the car, mugging people, carjacking. Nobody cares. No one will stand up to these animals. And it's sad that people don't get mad. You know, people don't even care. People just shrug their shoulders. Well, then you deserve to lose your country, you know?
Cranapple 12 sent $20. What's your view on being persistent with a girl? I asked a girl for her number on Valentine's Day and said no. It's a social event where I'll be most likely to be seeing her monthly. Should I continue pursuing or move on to another girl?
Oh, brother. You're asking me for dating advice? Why? I asked a girl for her number. She said no. Should I keep going? No, dude. She hates you. She hates you. No, because she's disgusted by you and you need to move on. Pathetic. You'll be seeing her monthly. Should I keep pursuing her? Dude, let it go. No, absolutely not. If she shot you down, she's only hating you more if you keep going. It ain't a movie, kid. You're living in La La Land, kid, and not in a good way. Not in a good way. I mean, by that, I mean you're delusional, not like you're in the best movie of all time. You're living in La La Land, kid. She's getting slammed by 500 football players while you're at work because you are not a genetically superior male, okay? You were not born a genetically superior male, and she hates you. Maybe you'll be lucky, and in 10 years, she'll settle down with you for your money. If you have any. I love the framing of the question. What's your view on being persistent with a girl? What do you think I think about that? You think I'm begging people?
Hey, me again. Want to talk now? Hey, can I take you out again?
You think that's me? You need to understand she would, if Clavicular pulled up, she would throw herself at him. She would be begging him to suck his dick. And you ask her for her number and she says no. Think about that. Now think about that. A genetically superior male walks down the street, 6'5", handsome, muscular, and she literally, like, she is just following the ball, okay? She's got her eye on the ball. Oh my gosh. And if he walked up and said, hey, what's up, bitch? Like, want to fuck? She would be like, yeah, like that. That is what she would do. You pussy, go up to her. You work up the courage. Hey, can I get your number? Ew, no, get away from me. It's over for you. Okay, pal, move on. Find an uglier girl. That's the story. Okay. Being persistent with the girl. You think it's a TV show? You think this is a TV show? Really? You think this is iCarly and what, you're Freddie? I don't know. Does he ever get with Carly? But that's literally what you're doing. You think it's a TV show. The persistent lover boy simp is going to get the girl. Dude, the girl is slamming 500 football players. And you're writing poems. You're writing your Valentine. You're living in La La Land. Time to wake up.
Coella Kent 13 sent $100. Moved to Lakeview for a job, got robbed and witnessed a murder outside my apartment within 8 months of living there. His name was William Hare. Spent the last 2 years in downtown LG enjoying the beautiful area. Best gym nearby is F in downtown WS. Totally empty from 9 to 10. Avoid LA Fitness and X Sport. Total degenerates there. God bless you, Nick.
Thank you for the big super chat. Got robbed, witnessed a murder. Jeez, that's terrible. LaGrange is a great area. It's a nice pocket, but it's changing. This used to be a nice pocket. Southwest suburbs. But it's all going the way of everything else. The diversity's creeping in. You're getting trap houses. You're getting carjackings. You're getting burglaries. Stuff is creeping in. And these faggot, yuppie liberals, they're going to get what they deserve, man. There's all these white liberals that live in the suburbs. They all hated me. And they're your prototypical, not in my backyard, limousine liberals. They love diversity, but not in my neighborhood. Not in Western Springs. You should come to Western Springs sometime. It's like utopia. It's all white people. They're all loaded. They're playing soccer and everything. And they all vote liberal. They're all real fucking liberal. Real old school, Midwestern, liberal types. And they all march for BLM. And they're all marching against ICE. And they're all doing their No Kings protest. And slowly but surely, this whole area is diversifying. It's all the diversities moving in, all the shit, all the crime from the city is starting to trickle in, and they're going to get what they fucking deserve. And I can't wait. I can't wait for this new bill to pass in the Illinois legislature. They're rezoning everything so that now you're going to get all this multifamily stuff. You're going to get all these three flats. Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait for all the Section 8. I can't wait for all the three flats to come into Western Springs. Man, I can't wait for Western Springs and all them to go down. It's very sad because that's where I grew up, but it's totally deserved. Totally deserved. Can't wait.
Nick, congrats on 7th most powerful Chicagoan.
Hey, thank you for the big super chat. Yeah, I'm the 7th most powerful man in Chicago. You're talking to the 7th most powerful man in this city. I run this city. You're in my territory now. This is my turf. Watch your step. You set foot in Chicago, watch your step, pal. This is my town. You see this? I'm Nick Fuentes, and this is my world. That was crazy. You know that's just some liberal-like fear-mongering, hyping that up. You know that's like the most pick-me liberal bullshit. It's like their version of The Handmaiden's Tale. You know, the Nazis are taking over. Come on now. I'm more powerful than the Archbishop of Chicago. Seriously? I don't know. I think that's a stretch. But maybe it isn't.
Off of Bond just sent $20. Happy Ash Wednesday. Love you, brother. Are you giving up anything? P.S. We need more Chad Groyers. Teens, listen to Nick's message.
Yeah, I'm giving up nonsense. Like, I'm not putting up with nonsense this Lent. I'm giving up with fake bitches. Giving up fake bitches, giving up time wasters, giving up toxicity. I'm done with that. I'm giving up not being on my grind, not focused on the bag. No, I'm going to try to be nicer this Lent. I'm not off to a great start. I'm doing what Pope Francis said, and I'm going to try to be more charitable, more kind. Not off to a great start, but I'm going to try.
Midwestern Grower sent $20. I married my girlfriend yesterday, and we plan to kidmox. I'm 23, and she's 24, and I agree with what you said on kidmoxing and all that. But am I doomed for having a Chinese wife now as a white guy?
Yeah, you're kind of cooked. I mean, listen, I just don't get how you have kids with a woman from another race and they pop out looking completely different. I don't get that. I seriously can't get over that. Is that just me? I can't get over that. If I marry a black woman, my kids are going to be black men. That's fucked up. Like, that's not normal. I don't want to do that. Could you imagine, like, and this is my son, Tyrone, and he's, like, just a black male? The fuck? I mean, like, how do you do that? I don't know how you do that. Here's my daughter, LaTanya. Hey, how y'all doing? Like, what? How can you do that to yourself? Or you have an Asian kid, and he has, like, that fine black hair and slanty eyes. This is my son, Chang. That's not my son. I need a son that's white, that resembles me. I want a son that looks like me. I want a daughter that looks like me, or her mother who looks like me. I want kids that fucking resemble me. Could you imagine, straight up, you marry a black woman, your kid's a black guy. Maybe he's beige, but he's a fucking black guy. Like, what? He looks like Bruno Mars? He starts coming up like, hey, Dad, can I borrow $20? Can I hold the dollar? Like, what the fuck? Who are these people? Get out of my house, you know? Imagine if you had, like, dementia and you had mixed-race kids. That would be crazy. You might as well. I mean, seriously.
Competitive wheel pick sent $20.
All right, we'll get on some Fort. If he's late, let's just run some duos.
He's late. He's been ready for like 3 hours, bro.
Oh, fuck. Really?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. Let me add him to the call. Hey, he's got to make a new call.
Who's got the gain on the mic?
Is that me?
Yeah, what the fuck?
Yeah dude. You sound crazy. Like you're in a wind tunnel.
Oh, fuck.
And you're lagging. I can hear myself lagging.
I'm lagging?
Yeah, same.
Yeah. Use your headset microphone on Discord.
What about this? Is this better?
Oh, my
no,
God.
No, it's worse.
What about this?
There we go.
That's good?
Yeah, but your gain is still, you're like...
I'm too loud?
What do you call it? Over-modulated.
What about that? Is that better?
Kinda.
Does Nick got a mic or a camera?
No, he's aura farming.
No, I'm not in the studio.
Because he doesn't show his camera unless he's getting TTSs.
True.
I still sound like ass, though?
Kind of. Yeah, what the fuck was your input, bro?
Bro, it's the same thing that it's every single... Oh, it was the fucking... Okay, now it should be good.
Yeah, now it sounds good.
Okay. Yeah, it was the headset mic. All right, yeah. Okay, oops. All right.
There you go.
All right. Brad, have you seen that picture Nick's legendary Fortnite hoodie?
He's T-posing on you. He's T-posing on you.
Well, no. Show me.
That you should buy. I would buy a four quarter zip.
A Fortnite quarter zip?
I would buy that.
Oh, my.
Fishback released
the quarter zip, bro.
A quarter zip too. This is the move. I should have made this the thumbnail. Oh, I'm gonna tweet this and be like, I'm live now.
Is that real,
bro? You don't know the lore. Yeah, you're behind, real. Man. You're not a real Groiber.
Sick.
Hitting the T pose.
Hell yeah.
We have not won yet. I played a couple games with Nick off stream, Brad. We did lose.
Yeah, we were not good.
That's okay. We just can't do the thing we tried the other night, Sneeko, where you had your audience jump in and just fucking absolutely smoke us. That's not...
I'm good off that. Let's just play some...
Yeah.
Let's definitely play... Terrible. Brad's a no-builder, Nick. I don't know what you think about that.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Bro, Chad, can you shut fuck up about Cheezer? He's not live. He hasn't been live. He hasn't been... What are you guys talking about? Shut up about Cheezer.
Oh, it's because he roasted you. It's because he roasted you. I saw that clip.
No, they're saying they want me to add. He's crying. He's not. When did he roast me? What are you talking about?
Bro, he cooked you in this clip. I swear I saw. I should send it to you. He was cooking you.
I think you're getting older and you have Alzheimer's. That never happened.
No, it was with Aiden. It was with Aiden. He absolutely fucking
hit repeat it. Repeat it right now.
Okay, I'll just pull up the clip.
I'll pull it. Okay, there's no cooking going on.
Play it on your stream. Play it up. Play it in your stream. Yo, you're getting old too, bitch. You're basically a boomer now.
Chad, yeah, we're pushing 30, Sneeko.
You think Brad would ever call
Nick
a bitch?
Too old for this shit.
Too old for four? Brad's 48 years old, so we...
What the fuck?
See, me and Nick, we're used to hanging around Clav. We're the unks around Clav, but now me and Nick have a real boomer in the call. Like, I feel younger.
I'm not a boomer.
I'm young again. I feel youthful.
Bro, I think I'm considered a millennial, which they also said look younger than the fucking Zoomers or whatever the fuck these stupid-ass kids are called now.
You're getting rage-baited. Lower your cortisol, Brad. You were calm. Oh, you're spiking already.
Bro, my shit's always calm, bro.
Okay, you're going to get on four, or are you going to be a boomer and look up clips right now?
Bro, I've been waiting on four. I've been inviting you, dumb
dude,
fuck.
I've been waiting you're for a long time. Like, you're on black people time. You're like taking so long.
Dude, listen. You're the only one who's on that time.
You want to call
that
me the hard R so
that's
bad.
Actually true.
Yeah, fucking, I did a pod with Nick twice, and he's on time fucking every time. Every time I'm with you, it's like fucking 2 hours late.
No, Nick.
That's true. Nick shows up late. Punctual.
Nick is known for being Nicker people time.
Bro, he was on time every time.
True.
Okay, wait, Nick, can I say the preamble to your second, to your last Brad pod or no? It's not like a crazy leak.
What do you mean? Well,
we were both in LA. Remember we were both in LA?
Oh, I know. Yeah. I guess. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, so... All right, you know what? I feel weird. I'm not going to even say it anymore.
No, we talked about it in person. We just never talked about it on the pod, just because...
Let's just
not my
Fort.
Fucking business to share.
Let's just get on some Fort.
Sneeko did the... Well,
he's already trying to farm us, bro.
Yeah, dude.
Dude, I'm just trying to give some... I'm just trying to... Okay, Brad's the one pulling up clips that of Cheezer in 2026. Okay, so you're talking
about... Oh, you mentioned Cheezer to me.
Yeah, you brought it up.
The chat was bringing it up, and I'm responding to them, okay? I'm communicating with the audience.
God, gosh.
Bro, chat, do you see these whites ganging up on me already? It's a 2v1, and we haven't even started. We're a squad. Oh, this is the trio.
Race card.
About race. This is Christ, bro.
You see? They keep going. This is a trio here.
Bro, you're basically white. I don't want to hear it. Shut the fuck up.
Well, do we want to really get technical?
Italians, bro. Italians on top. Let's go. I want the whole thing back.
Look
I
at
want
this,
the whole
look
thing
at
back.
This ridiculous
the entire
ways.
Roman Empire.
Why don't you two get a room? Invite me.
Man, it's good to be back. Good to be back on Tilted Towers.
Oh, Fortnite.
Sneeko, why don't you tell Nick about your experience 1v1ing me when you were building and I wasn't?
Chad, you see this 2v1 going on? You see how they're ganging up and there's like...
I'm not ganging up. I'm telling you to just share an experience you had with, you know, with me.
Yeah, Brad doesn't know how to build, so I let him win.
Oh, okay. Okay. You also don't know how to shoot. So I smoked you like 15-4.
Okay, let's play OG. So, okay. So if you're the better player, why don't we play let's play OG Fortnite.
I'll play whatever you want to play and I'll do better than you. It doesn't matter.
Let's do some OG Fortnite. It's not a competition, by the way. We're on the same team.
It's kind of a competition.
Fuentes is level 71. That's why the show doesn't start on time. True. Very true.
That's not a high level or anything. You're just a noob. Shifty Shaft's username is actually crazy with the default skin.
Yeah, guys are fucking...
Do you see this chat?
Feels good, dude. Feels good just ganging up on him.
You get it. You see it, right?
So good.
Look at the sea mug.
Do you play Rocket League or not?
No, I do not. Isn't that like for PlayStation?
No, you can play it on anything.
Well, what'd you think I was going to say?
For autistic people or something.
No, I don't discriminate like that.
Why is Brad muted? He's nervous around Nick.
No, I'm not muted. I'm not muted.
He doesn't understand.
I'm focused. I'm trying not to get clapped, bro.
Unk moment.
Me trying to not get clapped is an unk moment?
No, not. I'm just saying muted.
I'm going to need you to shut the fuck up and lock
in. You see the difference, chat, in the way
it's telling like you? Oh, you're dead. That's right. That's why you're talking. That makes sense. You're dead.
Don't get rage baited.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't get rage baited.
Fucking loser.
Well, get a kill. Like, how many kills do you have?
One.
Brad is a terrible teammate.
About to make it two.
That shotgun shoots far.
I'm helping him. I just helped him get that kill. What you mean?
Oh, Brad shit. Lacks emotional intelligence. Facts.
What are you talking about?
Facts.
I am emotional intelligence.
Yo! Let's go.
Wow, we won. We did it.
Yeah, a lot of help, Sleep.
We did it.
While you're dead.
Let's go, guys. Wait, did Nick carry? How many kills did you have, Nick?
Just two.
All right, stop glazing, Chad. You too. Damn, we did it.
Haha.
We did win.
You were just talking shit the whole time.
I have. Okay, look at my screen. Victory Royale.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Let me lock in. You need to 1v1v1 each other. Oh, can you do that? I'll box PvP. Oh yeah, let's try that.
Yeah, I'll 1v1 whoever.
Let's do 1v1v1.
No, let's play reload. I don't want a 1v1v1.
You're afraid?
I don't know. I think I'd win actually.
No, I win for sure.
You're literally a no skin, Sneeko. Maybe Brad would win. He's a gamer.
I win. I win no matter what. I am the Wang half.
That's true. You are a Wang half.
Chad, am I a bang half?
It doesn't work that way.
Bang half sounds pretty. It has a good ring to it.
What's a bang half?
No, you're just a nigger. Okay, dude. I'm going to ban you.
Oh, God. What the fuck?
I can't believe you would say that, dude.
Oh, they said you're a Chang half. That's actually hilarious.
Chang half.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I think I have to get off of Twitch. I don't know why.
Oh, my bad. I didn't know you were streaming, Brad. Bro, first off, wait, Brad. I don't even feel bad about the N-word. You're streaming with two people banned on Twitch. What are you doing?
Oh, okay, I'm getting off.
We're both banned on Twitch. Crazy. What are you doing? Brad, that's why I told you to go on Kick.
I didn't know.
I told you to stream on Kick, bro. What is he doing? Wait, I didn't even know he was live, guys.
I did for a second, and then everyone was like, bro, what? You're going to get banned. Yeah.
What so the fuck? That off.
Oh, people on me?
Damn it. Damn.
Oh, Brad.
My God, dude. Oh, that shit pissed me off.
Oh, fuck. Can you use some help?
All right, got you, Sneak. Uh-oh. I'm me too. Oh!
A lot of guys coming. Big awesome. Bibba, come! Ah!
Yeah, what?
Ah! That's his name.
There, I got you. Whoops! Back on. Oh!
Ah!
Dude, yeah, there's people everywhere.
Oh, there's like five people in here.
It's stream snipers, bro. Knocked one of the stream snipers and killed them. Because I'm nutty.
I saw your dog take Nick.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I'm getting a lot of heat for having the same opinion.
Well, not really.
No? Because
you just, like, hate dogs.
Oh, right.
Look at this. Yeah, so
I'm
weird,
just saying,
bro.
Like, you can't put dogs in the bed, and you're like...
I literally have the exact same belief.
Yeah, this not like anti-Western.
Okay, all right, yeah.
Like,
it's Western.
Why do you not like dogs?
All the Westerners are treating their dogs like children.
Western values is sleeping with your dog and making out with them. And
okay, yeah. Third world values are sleeping with rats and fucking roaches and shit.
Western values are OnlyFans, gay pride parades, and dog kissing.
Like, people from Pakistan are like, Westerners and their dogs, and then they go and eat mud.
People in Pakistan don't. I'm not even Pakistan. What do you? What is this?
Rats and a horse.
I see what he's doing right now. He knows that we have the same dog belief, but he's farming the Patriots.
No, but we don't though. We don't. I was specifically talking about Tucker because he sleeps in bed with like three dogs.
Yeah, I agree. I just don't want to have
just
dogs.
Like sociopath.
You actually think I hate dogs?
You think that we can't live with dogs as a Muslim, right?
No, we can't. You're supposed to keep them. Don't put them in the bed.
You think they're haram?
No, you can have a dog.
Keep them in the garage? Yeah, where do you keep your dogs at, bro?
Put them in a different room or outside. Just don't put them in your bed. They're gross.
I let my dog sleep in my bed, bro. Yeah,
that's gross.
That's kind of gross. I can't lie.
Nah, those are my babies.
They, like, walk in their own urine and then they climb into bed.
So true.
Not my dogs.
Your dogs are big, too.
Yeah.
Big, smelly. Ugh. I love dogs. My parents have a couple dogs, but not in the fucking background. Eat that shit outside.
Middle East eats mud. This is not true at all.
Wingsuit, you gotta jump off a building to use that, or to make you fly?
No, it launches you up in the air. Anybody have a launch pad we can use?
I have some rocket things. Hold on. Where you guys here? Take this. All right, how do I drop one?
Oh, I don't want to use that.
I have...
Straight ahead.
Oh, this? I have a trampoline thing? Whatever.
Bro said I have a trampoline.
That's exactly what it was.
Holy hog.
What do you call it?
Launch pad.
Launch pad.
Oh, it's called a crash pad.
Actually, it's a launch pad?
That's actually crazy.
Guys,
Bro's
too
Chad. Calls it a trampoline. Oh! No! I'm okay, I'm good. Nope, I'm not good. I'm gonna die. Oh! No, I'm not. Not today, bitch.
Oh.
Yeah, fuck you.
Ay, ay, ay! Fuck you.
Damn.
This alien
lost?
Yeah, third place, sir.
Oh, my. How many eliminations did you guys get?
One.
Wow.
What did you have?
I got five, because that's who I am. That's what I'm about.
Still lost. Yeah, Trump just posted saying that he's going to release the UFO alien files, extraterrestrials. This just very clearly a distraction technique. That people are talking about aliens instead of the Iran war and Epstein files.
It's slop. Just slop for idiots.
Obama said this too recently on a podcast. It's like, nobody's asking about this. It's
obvious as fuck too. That's the stupid part.
Obama, that's your guy, right?
Really, bro?
Right, Sneak? Muslim socialist?
Can't even play a friendly game. A friendly game of Fort. Look at him.
He's going to deliver the caliphate for you and your people.
Obama bombed the Middle East. He was drone striking the entire, all
we've been bombing the Middle East for what, like 30 years?
He's a militant black radical Muslim socialist, dude. Right up your alley.
That's some Matt Walsh.
You would love him.
Matt Walsh talking points right here.
Obama tried to make Sharia law the law of the land, but he failed. Alex Jones won. Now we don't have Sharia law. He tried to take our guns.
What
like
Alex Jones said, what that Mom Donnie is Epstein's son. Yeah, and some AI photo insinuating Mom Donnie was Epstein's kid.
Yeah, I can see that. The Frankists? Maybe they're both Frankists.
Could be.
Where are we going?
Here? Nah, what? You sure?
It's gonna be hot.
Sure.
He's right 70% of the time, but yeah, that's his goal. Mix the truth with a bunch of crazy BS to confuse people and redirect, and while also covering for Trump.
Cover up the Hunter laptop. The laptop from hell. Hey, where's Hunter? We're all so busy talking about Epstein. Wait a second. Where's Hunter?
He's partying somewhere.
Took your eye off the ball, see?
We got lucky. There's nobody here.
It's a good spot. It's not too hot. Yeah, it's not hot.
It's because there's no loot here.
Let's win this one.
Let's do it for Epstein. This one's for you.
Was it true that he actually played this game, or was that just a whole troll?
Yeah,
I don't know. I saw that.
I believe it.
Or how about the whole thing about him on Xbox Live just raging at kids? Crazy.
That one was real.
I mean, who didn't do that?
Dude, imagine the conversation that Jeffrey Epstein and Charlie Kirk are having right now.
Holy shit.
You're in too deep, Nick.
That brings me some peace about the whole situation.
Hey, I saw Candace quote tweeted you saying positive things.
Yeah, what do you make of that? You're the Riz guy. You're the Rizzler.
She's looking for a peace treaty.
What do you think?
She's overall good, man. I would relax on her a little
bit. Do you think that's an olive branch or what?
100%.
I don't know what to make of that.
That's an olive branch.
It just confuses
what
me.
That's an olive branch. She quote tweeted Nick talking about how we can't vote for the GOP if they go to war with Iran. It's going to be Iraq 2.0. And she's like, this is true. Yeah, it's an olive branch. She wants to align on your ideological similarities.
Mm. Well, I mean, that
she
one
did like another
like...
one of my tweets the other day, too, so.
Yeah, it's better to unite right now. You should have her on the pod, Brad.
What's that?
You should have Candace on.
I'll try to reach out to her. It's hard to get a hold of her. I want to have Alex on, and I want to have Candace on.
Alex just gets too many things
Alex
wrong.
Alex seems to be doing more collabs these days, so.
He puts out so much slop, so much false info consistently.
Nurse Mac, because he's on to you, bro.
The Islamic takeover of America.
We will never submit to Sharia law, dude.
Yeah,
1776.
Like, yeah, that's the threat going on in America, Sharia law. Thank you.
Bruh, that's actually diabolical. Dude, what are you... Okay, so now you're just trolling me. You're a little troll. Yeah, what do you think of that?
That was a good little dance. And now this chat's talking about Sharia law. There's no threat of Sharia law in America, guys. This is stupid. That's as stupid as the alien stuff they're putting out.
I don't know, man.
Oh, my God. He...
You gotta be trolling.
He is, but he's also... not, like, it's crazy how quickly people moved on from the Epstein files to talk about dogs.
Oh, they love them. They love the dog talk.
Dude, Sneeko.
What? You want the rift?
Bro is not a gentleman. Oh, okay, we got guys on us. Pause, AL.
Oh, there they are, you know, northeast in that town. Fucking hell, bro.
Oh! What happened there, bud?
Guy fell off, dude.
Was that my teammate? What the fuck? Why did my teammate just do that?
Well, they're behind us. They're behind us.
Oh,
no,
behind us.
Behind us. Close.
I see
close.
Him, yeah. Got him? I'm nutty. I'm like that. Oh, Sneeko's just down. That's... Yeah. Yeah. You seeing this, Sneeko?
Oh,
dude, we're getting sniped.
That's what you get.
All right. Focus up. Oh, damn! Okay, we are definitely getting stream sniped. There's like two squads pushing us. Oh, right on top of me. Damn it. Dang it. Well.
Oh, too bad.
Oh, no.
Oh, fuck. She's gonna kill me. Motherfuckers, man. Third again. Sneeko's fault, straight up.
Oh, third's not... That's not how bad I'm battling right now, right?
Sneeko, stop throwing, bro. You keep dying first.
We all got killed by the same squad.
Sneeko is throwing, though, honestly.
Okay, that's 1v1.
Dude, you don't want this.
1v1v1.
I'm ready.
Time to hurt Sneeko's feelings. It's honestly the best.
We'll see. Ooh, what happened, Brad? What's going on? I thought, what were you saying?
The dumbass building shit. Here, I got you now, pussy, here.
Oh, Brad, what's going on?
Oh, wait, I didn't even know we were in
Brad,
this.
What's going on?
Oh, it's okay.
What happened? I think he died.
I got you right now, pussy.
What? Oh, no. Oh! What happened? Damn, guys.
That's crazy.
What's going on? Could have one.
What happened, pussy? Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, what happened, man, there?
Your,
what happened
your cortisol is pretty spiked because it is 4-1 right now.
Oh, what up? What's up? Uh-oh, okay. Wait, where's all the health? I need help. Why is everyone ganging up on me? Brad, what is this? Dude, okay.
Yeah, I got you. I forgot.
Korea ass. You know, Yeah, what up, Snake? Oh! No. Yeah.
What's up, pussy?
Oh! I'm sorry, it had to be this way. Oh! Oh, where did you... Okay, what's with the portals? Bro, fucking rifted.
Yeah, why are you hiding in there,
bro? This one's for Alex Jones.
Oh, okay. wait, what happened? Oh, shit. Did you get Sandy Hook?
This next one I meant.
Was that Sandy Hook just
right
there?
Right after this. Crisis actor just flew over my house. Oh.
I'm gonna learn how to build right now. How do you even build? How do I...
Let's try this. Huh? Let's try a little of this now. Okay, what even is that?
Wait a sec. What the hell?
Oh, yeah, what's up, dude? Yeah, he tried it.
There's just no way you just stole my kill like that.
Oh, okay. Come out and play, buddy. Oh, no! Dude, Brad! That's crazy. Holy.
He's camping in the fucking portal!
Dude, Sneeko just cheats. Terrorists are cowards. Oh, dude, I'm in last. No, Brad, come on.
I know, I gave him that kill,
oh,
my
man.
Bad.
Oh, man, no, it's all good. All
right, no, you know the deal, though. No. Nick, now you know the deal.
Look at that.
Yeah.
You see this, chat?
You hate to see that.
Are you hiding, bro?
The Brother Wars. Dude, okay, why am I spawning in between? Okay.
You're lucky I don't know how to build, bro. I don't even know how to select it.
I'm lucky you're bad?
You're lucky I know how to build, you fucking turd.
There's no... How to...
Oh. Bro, I was in your box. I was all up in your box, bro. Yep. Yes.
Yeah, because you're getting kills from the back, bro. Come on.
You say you're getting back shots?
Oh, dude, you sold. You fucking sold. That was crazy. You had me.
Allahu Akbar! Allahu Akbar!
Yeah, and that one's for the dogs, bro. That one's for all my dogs.
Allahu Akbar! This is jihad going on right now. This is the caliphate destroying Rome. Allahu Akbar! You guys... Okay, all right. A little sneaky cheap kill. You could take that.
Oh! Yeah, Muslim ban.
What happens, bitch?
Look at them. What the fuck?
Yeah, pussy.
What the fuck is this? Wow.
What are you thinking of, bitch?
I said it in the beginning of the call, too. You see them gang up?
What do you think, bitch? Come out.
Yeah, come on out, pal. Oh, no! He tried it. And he tried it. Oh, okay. Ooh. Delish. Oh!
Bitch. Come out here.
Oh, no. Oh, you got the gladiator. Bro, we are Rome.
That's right.
In the flesh. Walt Disney.
Come on out.
Come on, hit this with me. Hit this with me.
It's 2v1.
Oh no, but he wasn't even shooting you.
Yeah, I was just watching.
Me and you in there. Just me and you in there, bro.
I was doing a little. Never mind.
Yeah, I knew where you were going with that.
Is there a let me put on a catboy skin for this game.
No.
Is there
Tell me, you're gonna make me feral. Bro, thanks, you can distract me.
Hey, you started it.
Right, we gotta be a little fair as Sneeko. We can't go totally 2v1.
Alright. Let me go over here.
Alright. Let's box up.
Hey, Brad. What the fuck are you
doing? What up, bro?
Not dead.
No! Oh, Sneak, he tried it. He really thought. Oh, Neo.
Chat, what the fuck is this, bro?
Dude, he's shooting me too! Holy victim card. Second favorite card after the black card. Oh!
Woo! Woo! Didn't build there, what happened? What happened, guys? What's going on? Get about 50 kills, and you guys 2v1 half the game. I think that's GG's, right? I think we should GG that.
Yeah, I'm down.
Man, too good for you, huh? Wait, Brad, what were you saying in the beginning of the game?
Hey, no builds, you fucking loser. Play 1v1 for real. You get kills because someone else is shooting someone. You know what happened when you play 1v1 for real? What happened? This is wrong, bitch.
Oh, yeah.
The Caliphate destroyed Rome. Just like today. Invincible, just like the Uma.
Look, you did it as a white girl, too. Classic.
Just like a Pakistani using AI. Someone said, is your mouth watering looking at the two bananas? Bananas are delicious. Are there
is that gorgeous? A gay joke, or is that a racist joke?
I think that's a monkey joke.
I could have went both ways, for sure.
Yeah, bro's gonna go bananas.
What's the show about today?
Oh, I don't even know. Nothing even happened in the news.
Do you improv most of it?
I have topics in advance, but yeah, it's all extemporaneous.
Yeah, that's fucking talent. To do that with those sort of topics, for sure, it's not easy.
Yeah, well, you know, you get used to it. I've been covering the same stuff for 10 years.
Yeah,
all same shit.
Brad, we should go to the club and play my favorite song. We'll have content for a month.
Oh my god.
Mm.
So you played the song? Confirm?
That was like the last big thing to happen, I feel like. Oh, the frame monger, that was kind of big.
So the ASU frat leader is a Bosnian? I didn't know that.
No, he's Albanian.
He's one
is
of
he
us.
Is he actually a frat leader, or is that just like his fucking...
Nah, they made that up.
Is he a race traitor too?
Yeah, I guess he was in the frat group chat, but he got kicked out, is what people say.
Does he count as a race traitor?
Why?
He's Muslim.
Is he Muslim?
Yeah.
For real?
Yep.
How do you know he's Muslim?
My friend told me. We did a collab with him.
Your friend told you, huh?
Well, Albanians are Muslims, right?
Yeah, he said it too on stream.
Yeah, so that's not... It's different when it's like your buddy who's Italian and he converted to Islam. He's already a Slav monkey, so who even cares? Not my race.
So he's not white?
No, I don't think so.
Albanians aren't white. Confirmed.
No, Slavs are not white.
So Albanians.
Correct, yeah. Albanians are Southern Slav. That's what Yugoslavia means, Southern Slavic. Why, do you think Slavs are white?
That guy looks white. It's, so what did you say? You said European. It's in Europe, so by that confirmation.
Eastern Europe, Southeastern Europe.
So that's
there's sub-races. Within the European community, you got Nordics, Meds, Alpinids, a.k.a. Slavs. And
so which one's white?
Well, the jury is out. I would say Nords and Meds, because we're responsible for all of Western civilization. That's us.
So Western civilization determines whiteness?
Yeah, I think so. Slavs are more Asiatic. They're, like, partially Asian.
What about, so, yeah, Sonny converted to Islam. What about the atheists? Are they race traitors?
No.
So you're only a traitor if you believe in God, but the people who disbelieve in God...
You're a traitor if you believe in this Towelhead religion. You believe Arabic is, like, God's language.
Well, Aramaic was God's language for you.
No.
Yeah, that's what Jesus spoke.
The difference is the Quran... I love how everything always goes here, by the way. We talk about, is a Slavic person white? Oh, Jesus didn't wear a suit and tie, did you know that?
Well, yeah, you said he spoke it with Talahad.
But the role
language.
Of Arabic in Islam is different than the role of Aramaic in the Bible. The Bible's not even written in Aramaic.
Well, that's what God was speaking.
The Bible is written in Greek and Hebrew and some Aramaic, but it's different. In Islam, Arabic is like... Because the Quran is the spoken word of God, Arabic is like a holy language. It's not the same in Christianity. But yeah, if you're practicing this like desert cult heresy,
Christianity is from
it's
from the same desert.
You're a race traitor.
It's from the same place. It wasn't from Sweden. Jesus lived in Palestine.
Here we go.
He did.
Jesus was the first Palestinian.
No, he wasn't the first, but he lived in Palestine.
Yeah, but Jesus is a Christian. And that's the religion of our people. That's a religion of our ancestors. That's crazy, though, that the framemonger is Muslim. I had no idea.
He mogs.
Nah, Clav mogs him. Didn't you see they did, like, a test? They were going up to people and saying, who do you think mogs? And all the women were saying Clav.
Yeah, I didn't see. Hey, Brad?
Yeah, come down here. I'm about to get cooked. They're pushing me.
Here, I'm coming.
There's no way, bro. Brad, you gotta be so weak. He's so
weak. Bro, what are we doing?
He's one shot. You got him, Brad.
There's two guys.
Oh,
we're dead.
Dude, so you guys only turn it on when we're killing each other.
You ditched us.
I was low.
You ditched us.
Dude, I was always right over here.
See if you can clutch it up.
One set of footsteps, bro.
Yeah, they're right there.
Where are they? Are they on your cart?
Yeah, for sure. Below, yeah.
Oh shit.
Oh my. There's too many.
Well. Not much of a rescue.
Brad, what do you think the age of consent is or should be?
Good question.
18 here. I'm not writing those laws.
If you had to write it.
Yeah, would you raise it or lower it?
Yeah, that's crazy. I think
there's no other option. Would you raise it or lower it?
I don't think I would raise it.
I wouldn't lower the age of consent.
Clip that.
I wouldn't change it.
We knew
dude,
it.
Dude, ew.
You can't just automatically assume that means I'd raise it. I wouldn't change it at all.
That's what raw talk is about. That's raw, Jim.
That's raw.
You gotta get your fucking clips in, huh, you fucking loser. What a snake, bro. That's why people don't fuck with you.
No, W rare W Brad. W Brad.
Clip that. Breaking. Send that to Kick Champ. Breaking news.
I wouldn't change it. That's the truth.
Bradley Martin proposes lower age.
Sneaker updates. Let's get that up now.
You're a fucking troll, bitch.
Kaiser Rev, first class.
I disagree. I think it should be raised, obviously.
And look at Brad blame that on me. Nick was the one who framed that question, and then Brad says, that's why they don't fuck with you.
No.
You see that?
You asked the question on purpose because you're a fucking loser.
Yeah, asshole.
That's what you do.
Oh, well, asshole. Look at that, Nick, again.
What did you do, bro?
Yeah, dude.
Hey, you're the one who wants to lower the age.
I wouldn't change it.
Zero chill.
You're the one who wants to lower it.
I'm the one who wouldn't change it.
1v1 debate. Brad arguing to lower the age of consent, and we're arguing to raise it.
I think it's fine where it's at, man.
Oh, so you're walking it back. Okay.
I'm not folding, walking anything back. Folding. That's what I said originally.
Another folder. Just like the rest of them.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just going to start fucking trolling you, Sneeko. You don't want that, bitch.
Because you're afraid of Nick.
I'll hurt your
You're just afraid of Nick. So just go Nick after me.
Look at him trying to divide us. Do you see what he's doing?
No divisions.
Classic.
You guys noticed that, right?
Division.
Not one joke. What,
look at
not
him. He's rubbing
joke.
His hands together.
Not one Just all targeted towards me.
Classic.
And now, oy vey. Oy vey, they're attacking me.
No, they're not attacking me, but I think see true colors.
Come on, Sneeko. Get your shit together, bro.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah.
They're mad because I beat him in the 2v1.
You didn't beat us, dude.
And so they're trying to 2v1 me.
It's not 2v1. It's 1v1.
You changed the rules and made building part of Fortnite, dumbass. We can't build, obviously.
Sorry, I know how to play the game.
Bro, what happened the other night when it was actually 1v1? Don't forget that.
Yeah, I know 2v1. I just pooped on the both of you, but...
Oh, because you got us fighting each other. You're trying to divide us. Classic.
Mm-hmm. Classic move, dude.
Just name of your game, man. I hope everyone chat sees through it, dude. See through your shit.
Oh, yeah. Chat knows what's up.
Good
All
games.
Right. We got to do Ark Raiders. We got to do Ark.
Let's play next time. I'm going to practice, too. Brad just told me. It's pretty hard now. Yeah, it's a difficult game.
No, it's easy.
So like I said, there's going to be an intervention. The question now is how big, how long? Okay. I hear it. Let's rephrase that. That's just disgusting. Can you get your mind out of the gutter, please? That's just gross. I don't know why you even went there. The question is the scope and the scale. Just filthy. What a filthy, disgusting show.
Junior Groy for here. Like your idea about voting for a true AF candidate in 28. But what are the chances, really? Meaning, how much can change in 2 years?
Oh my gosh, literally kill yourself. I mean, what are the chances? Dude, just shut the fuck up and kill yourself at this point. Honestly, if you're that hopeless, seriously, just commit suicide.
Wait, what are the chances? I'm just blackpilled.
Okay, then just end it all, okay? You fucking miserable loser, then just commit suicide then. If you're such a sad sack loser, it's a sin not to hope. Do you know that? Why would you get up every day if there's no hope then? Would you stop getting up every day if there was no chance? I mean, seriously, fuck you. Just kill yourself then. Just dig a hole in your backyard, shoot yourself, and have somebody come and bury you, you fucking loser. I hate that. I've never asked those questions in my life. What are the chances? Never tell me the odds. What are the chances?
Can we win? Are we gonna make it? I feel blackpilled. Fuck you.
Nothing more despicable than that mentality. Here, get a fucking broom then and shut the fuck up. Get a broom and just be a slave somewhere. Nobody needs that. Nobody needs you then. Nobody needs that attitude. The world is made up of people that wake up every day and face the world. That's who makes the world go round. You know who picks up the trash? You know who keeps the lights running? You know who keeps the water flowing? You know, brings the groceries to the store. It's people that wake up every day and face the world with all its problems, all their problems. That is what makes the world go around. Not people that wake up and say, are we going to make it? And you know who rules the world? People that dare to dream. That's who rules the world. You want to know who has power? People that show up and fucking take it. That's who has all the money, all the influence, all the power. People that were bold enough to stake their claim and fucking take it. Who figured it out. Who were daring. Not people that woke up and said, I mean, what's the use? What are the chances? the chances are sometimes actually quantifiable. And that's what we have to do. Figure it out. Okay, you're never going to get great odds. Life does not have great odds. We all, you know what the odds are that you're going to die? 100%. You know what the odds are that your kids are going to die? 100%. You know what the odds are that this is all going away? 100%. Those are the odds. That's the odds you need to worry about. What are the chances? Here's the chance. One day you're going to wake up and die. So, you know, what is it that you need to do that you're so worried about the chances? Well, what are you trying to figure out here?
I like your idea, but what are the chances? Hard not to be blackpilled.
Well, like I said, you should go curl up and just wait to die then. Because what's the use? It's all over and there's no chance anything could ever happen. So just shut the fuck up and leave us all alone. You just rot in bed and forget it. Everyone else will figure it out. People will go on. People will live their lives. Battles will be fought and won. Nations will rise and fall. It will all happen while you die, okay? You gave up. You forfeited. You lose. You didn't even play. Everybody else will fight and dare and adventure and dream and fucking try. You gave up. There's nothing I hate more. Nothing I hate more than that. It's just such a poisonous mentality. You get people like that around you. They start introducing doubts and fear and uncertainty. And it's just negative. And it's not to say that you want to be irrationally exuberant, but it is to say you need to think in terms of how do we fix a problem? This does nothing. What are the chances really? Is not a question I'm willing to entertain. Whatever the odds are, it's what they are. All we can do is make the odds better, and then you roll the dice. That's life. That's all you can really do. Everything is a question of chance and randomness and uncertainty. All you can do is make your own luck. Yes, life is about luck, and you can make your own luck. But this is not the way. That's not how you do it.
What are the chances? I mean, it's hard not to be blackpilled.
That's really hard for you? Well, you know what's really hard? Winning. You know what's really hard? Creating something, building something, winning a difficult battle. That's harder, actually. You know, if you can wipe your tears away and grow a fucking pair of balls for 2 seconds, you know, then you'll be there in 26. If not, fuck you. You can go with the women. Faggot. You can go with the women. Appreciate it.
Big Sprinkles sent $200. No message.
Hey, thank you for the huge super chat. Hey, and no message. Can you just change the username? I really hate this username. Titty Sprinkles. It's just like the most millennial Gen X coded. It reminds me of that time I was talking to that old Ku Klux Klan member. You guys remember this? It reminds me of that time I was talking to this old KKK member, and he kept asking me if I've ever been to a titty bar. He was like some millennial Gen X skinhead. And he was like, you ever been to a titty bar? I'm like, no. I'm like, no, I've never been to a titty bar. He's like, oh, well, that's your problem. You got to go to a titty bar. I'm like, yeah, I'll get right on that. Thanks. Thanks for the advice, role model. It was when I did that MTV thing. Many years ago, MTV did a show about me, and it was one of those, like, it's one of those shows where they were trying to make me look like a raging Nazi white supremacist, and so part of the setup is they said, well, we're going to get you to talk to a former KKK, like a reformed KKK member, like he works for some left-wing nonprofit. He turned his life around to snap me out of it, you know? And so they have me sit down with this old Klan member and he, you know, they have him watching my show and he's like, I can't believe he's saying the stuff we were saying, but now it's in a suit and tie. This is the same Klan rhetoric. I'm sure they gave him a couple $100. They got some old hillbilly who used to be in the Klan. They said, hey, here's a couple $100. Can you pretend to be a liberal faggot? So then we sit down at this bar and he's like, you know, the kind of stuff you're saying, it's the same stuff we were saying, except you're wearing a suit and tie. Oh, wow. Did that Jew write that for you? And anyway, then off camera, he was telling me I should go to a titty bar. I'm like, yeah, Thanks, but no thanks. Great. But so anyway, so when you say that, it's just giving me like total Gen X millennial. It just disgusts me.
The Bro Ipers on X sent $50. Good evening, Nick. I posted the Black Pill Trilogy by Iggy on X.
Alright, thank you. We need that. The Zoomers need to hear this. You're living in La La Land, pal. Here, let me pull it up. This is classic.
Gonna be okay, everything's gonna get all better.
This is classic stuff, you guys.
Let me tell you something, buddy. It's not gonna happen. Okay. Alright, so check this out. I was reading some threads last night. And, you know, it was just the usual stuff on there. People were talking about, somebody posted some Tinder experiment screen caps. You already know how Tinder experiments go. You know how the OkCupid experiments go. We know how it goes, but people, there's new people on the board, all right? More Redditors, more underage kids, more Tumblr, white knights and shit. You already know how it is. And they don't know, okay? They don't get it. I gotta tell them. I gotta school them right now, I'm afraid. I wish I didn't have to, but I got to, okay? Listen, you kids, you're living in La La Land, all right? You're thinking, you know, every little thing you do, you're thinking, oh, this next thing I do, this is gonna be what, you know, I'm lonely, I can't find a girl, I'm a fucking loser, blah, blah, blah. This next thing I do, it's gonna be the last thing I gotta do. This is just the last little step I gotta do. And then I'm gonna be getting the ladies, and I'm doing this. If I go, listen, buddy. Afraid it's not quite that easy. See, if you're reading Tinder experiments, if you're reading OkCupid experiments, you're probably already too fucking far gone, all right? You're probably already fucked, okay?
So true.
You probably just aren't cut out to make it, okay? There was just a thread I was just reading just now. Some guy, 14-year-old kid or whatever, found some girl he grew up with. They were dating. They were whatever, and they were 18 years old. They were saving each other virginity for marriage. And there, you know, he's thinking to himself, oh, and anybody who, any bitter loser who had been seeing this shit, been paying attention to these kids or whatever, you know, some background character in their lives, some bitter fucking loser, he would have thought to himself, oh man, if that had just been me, if I'd just been that 14-year-old kid, if I'd just done this and that, then I would have made it. No. It doesn't work like that, because you know what? She met a genetically superior male. She ran into a genetically superior male. And she was alone with this genetically superior male for just a few days. And he fucked her brains out. She didn't give one fuck about this loser that she dated for 4 years. She didn't give a shit about this fucking loser. Why? Because he was genetically inferior. Women aren't bound. And I'm obviously not a fucking feminist, all right? The whole video I made about that was...
So this is just, that's just a little preview, but this is like the OG. This is the blueprint, okay? That is the blueprint. Black Pill Manifesto, that is a classic, okay? That is who we are, you know? Not like, you don't need to identify with him as a person, but like, that is the intellectual precursor to clavicular, inceldom, looks maxing, all that kind of stuff. That is like foundations of internet culture, art, like the broader right-wing subculture 101. Sound familiar? Does that sound like anything that has happened recently? Like the Valentine's Day mogging, like, I don't know, a certain tradcath, wayward foy? Does that sound familiar? Anyway, so I appreciate you uploading that, because I think they took it off YouTube, but that's a classic. I remember seeing that in the early days. I probably saw that in like 2017, 2018, total game changer. A buddy of mine sent it to me because it's just true. And it's funny because, you know, for me, that's just like obvious, but when you're a kid, obviously you don't think of it that way. When you're a kid and you watch movies and you're raised by your parents and everything, you think, oh, well, you know, the pure of heart wins out. And it literally takes a video like that to induce anxiety that kind of wakes you up about that dynamic. That was pretty foundational text. And I think looks maxing is the fulfillment of this, because you have people that are watching a video like that, and the message is like, looks are the only thing that matters. If you're genetically better looking, then you're good. And if you're not, then you're fucked. And that's the black pill. The black pill is that if the only thing that matters is a thing that you were born with and can't change, then if you're not born the right way, then you're fucked. However, now this is the upshot. So Clavicular grew up on forums like that, and it's the same ideology, but he is the answer, okay? Clavicular is the answer to the question posed by Eggy, okay? You see? Eggy's problem is fulfilled in Clavicular. Clavicular fulfills Eggy. Nobody could answer the riddle. Nobody could complete the system. Clavicular completed the system. Because, you know, back in those days, 10, 15 years ago, people came to these conclusions. They said, if you're an ugly male, you're just cooked. If you're ugly or broke or loser, you know, all the above, just basically ugly, you're done. And so that's why Elliot Rodger killed all those girls. And that's why Eggy made that video. But do you know what happened? Here's the happy ending. Eggy became a rapper. He became a SoundCloud rapper. He got some internet clout, and he eventually got laid. That guy that made that video, he eventually got laid and got a girlfriend because he clout maxed. Even though he's ugly, he got clout, and he was able to find a girl. White pill. Clavicular didn't start out a good-looking guy. He had some, you know, he's tall. He had some other stuff going for him. But through modifications, he was able to ascend and become a Chad, and now he's good. You see? So that's why clavicular matters. A lot of people don't really get it because they don't see where it came from. I grew up with the black pill. I grew up with that. I grew up with Eggy. I grew up with incel, PUA, all that kind of stuff. And now to see, this is why people don't get it. This is why I say boomers laugh. You got these boomer faggots that are like, it's all gay. Oh, what? You know, I see, and it's some people I like, some people I don't like. They don't get it. They don't fucking get it. Every incel understands what clavicular represents for all of us, for all men. We all understand what he represents. Old heads don't fucking get it. Tucker Carlson doesn't get it. Michael Knowles doesn't get it. These other people, they don't get it. They are not dealing with Instagram. They are not dealing with hypergamy. This is a new phenomenon. This is a 21st century phenomenon, or at least it's a phenomenon that we became aware of because of the forums. The forums have allowed people to congregate, share their experience candidly, and it's like a science. People have figured these things out, that we are in this predicament, and losers and neets and incels have been languishing with this problem, that is, until there have been some breakthroughs. And it's funny, because if clavicular didn't ascend, if he remained kind of like a chud, he would probably just be like a niche internet meme. A micro celeb. If he looks today like he did 2 years ago, like a fucking chud, he wouldn't be super famous. He would just be some niche meme micro e-celeb like Contbot or something. Like he'd be comparable to that. He'd be comparable to one of those types of people. But because he succeeded, he did it. It's like he just figured it out and he vindicated lookism. And in doing so, ascending, he took the white pill, the black pill, and made it a white pill. And now he's made all this stuff mainstream. That's the significance of it. So he is the fulfillment. He fulfills that prophecy. Because Eggy says, you should be blackpilled. It's over. Teen love, forget about it. Nice guy, doesn't matter. Oh, you think this next thing you're going to do? I'm going to get a new car. I got a new job, new clothes. What doesn't fucking matter? And Clav fulfills it by saying, no, you can do something. And he proved it. You know, you don't have to go all that far, but we can improve. We can get better. We can overcome truly Nietzschean. That's the irony. All these Nietzschean vitalists who are Jews, they all support J.D. Vance, who's a fat slob. Dude, Clav is overcoming. Clav has overcome. Yeah, anyway, so that's the significance of it. So I appreciate you posting the Eggy Manifesto, because that's what I was referencing about Valentine's Day. That guy that got mogged on Valentine's Day, that's what happened to him. And that guy was not a loser either. He's a good-looking guy. He's there at the bar with this girl. But who shows up? A famous, good-looking, better-looking streamer. And she just goes with him. And hear this all the time. Hear this all the time. High school sweethearts. She goes to college. 500 football players later. Anyway, W, thank you for the trilogy. The new heads don't know this stuff. The new heads don't know the lore. People got red-pilled after fucking COVID. They weren't in the trenches like that. They didn't see the OKCupid study. They weren't there. I was there. I wasn't that into that. I wasn't on the forums, okay? I don't want to do any stolen valor. I wasn't on the forums, but I was on poll and I was on Twitter and I was aware of a lot of that stuff. That's what informed my philosophy. So people say, how do you seem to have instincts about relationships and things like that? It's because I'm red-pilled and other people are not. You know, other people just didn't, they never went through that.
When were you going to tell us the GM merch stands for Goyim in Abundance?
Oh, that's crazy. No way. No way, dude. That's crazy. Oh, we got to get some Goyim in Abundance merch. No fucking way. Dude, that's meme magic. Goyim in Abundance. Get your Goyim in Abundance hats. Okay, that's hilarious. Best super chat of the year.
Christopher last sent $20. Stop, go. Need a favor. Can you wish a happy birthday to my dearest grower friend M? Only real nigga who would jump in the car with me for a weekend World War II road trip to Pradapio to see the tomb of Big Mussolini and then the Berghof in Berchtesgaden. Same day. Zero notice. Yeah, sure. Only the realest nigga would. A true goat. Extra checks.
Okay, get a room, dude. Get a fucking room. What is this? You're writing a love letter to your best friend in my super chats? What the fuck is even that? Who is this friend? Is this like a gay proposal for a gay wedding? My dearest friend, only real nigga who would do that, blah, blah, blah. Dude, text message. Just send him a text message. Better yet, don't say any of that. What in the... Yeah, thank you for the big super chat. Happy birthday to your friend. Get a fucking room. What are these super... What happened, man? These are terrible. It's not in Renegade, it's in Retrograde. It's a joke. Why should we support high taxes? They cut the tax rate on the corporations, not on incomes, dumbass. Then the guy with the fucking ultrasound thing again, as always. Then some Slavic person crying about Albania. I guess, bro, who cares? And it's just endless pain.
Aliens have to be real. I can't decide if I think they are physical beings or interdimensional angels / demons.
Okay.
What if aliens come down or are like, have you heard about it, or Savior Jesus Christ?
Gonna kill myself. I think they're demons. You've never heard this before. Oh, the aliens are actually demons? Thanks, I never heard that before.
In related news, Chicago just decided to codify the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance's, IHRA, working definition of anti-Semitism into municipal law. They cite that anti-Semitism is up 58% in the city. Lamau, my village is probably 90% of that. The young white guys are totally aware on the Jews, even in our school.
Based. Oh, it's the high schoolers. Okay, based? W's in the chat? Okay, the Zoomers are going to be all right. Rich white high school bro Chad Bronco going hard as fuck. Okay. Here's the thing. I feel good about where we are because even if something horrible happened to me, God forbid, Gen Alpha's going to be all right. We got white ass niggas running wild in high school. Niggas are in high school being like, bro, me and my friends account for all the anti-Semitism in Chicago. We don't hate anybody. Love speech, right? But that's base. W's in the chat.
You keep calling Albanians Slav monkeys. Although Kosovo was once part of Yugoslavia, ethnicity and state borders aren't the same. Albanians are native to southeastern Europe, predating the 7th century Slavic migrations. The Albanian language is its own Indo-European branch, entirely distinct from Slavic languages.
That's just cope. All these different Slavic people have some cope. They all believe that they were like the first Europeans. Albanians, Serbians, Kosovar, Bosniak. They all think that they were like the original Europeans. It's like the out of Africa theory. We was all Albanians at one point. Like, shut the fuck up. You are a Slav. You're a Muslim Slav.
Brella Mal sent $20. Cope. Do you believe that the Ayatollah will still be and Candace is just playing it cool? Her pride won't let her be too vulnerable. But that repost was her low-key way of checking for you because try as she might, she can't quit you.
She just can't quit me, dude. She just, come on. Come on. What are we doing? You know, we're going to look back on this and we're going to laugh. You're right about that. Just a little taste.
Night off, 48 cents, $50.
All right, that's all I got for you. That's my last super chat. Oh, I think we got one more. Oh.
Luke Smith, 0602 cents, $20. Poop.
Okay, thanks. Okay, that's your last super chat.